I'm surprised. As I pulled up, I've been lucky enough to be in this game for a long time as a player, a manager, a coach, a chief scout here, luckily, as I think it's a fantastic club. I'm not saying that just because I'm standing up here and the chairman's behind me, but at Sunderland as well. But I didn't expect these numbers and this support, which is fantastic. And I probably have to thank Steve Davis, because his name's been mentioned a few times tonight, and he's a Liverpudlian. And the last time I stood in front of a crowd like this, I was holding my hands up because I'd just beat Liverpool 1-0 and scored the goal in the top corner. Thanks for inviting me, Steve. But he's asked me to be passionate. That was what I was told to do. That's easy for me because this football game is fantastic. I love it. I love being involved. I'm a very lucky man. I stand in front of you and say that, to have been involved for so many years and get paid doing it. Something I love, as you spend your money, well-earned money, to go and support it. We're in the same job together now, I feel, because we're both helping Plymouth Argyle in a certain way. And I just feel with me, the game's changed. And this is to talk about the kids, but the game has totally changed. But I'm a great believer in the old times a little bit, and if there's some older ones in here with me. But I think, when we're going about kids and football, I think life's changed. I think the way our kids are brought up now has totally changed the way we were. Those in the same category as me, 38 to 40. Any out there?
Waste.
Waste, yeah. No, Paul will be in a minute. But the game has changed, and life's changed. Kids are different now, you know, and I'm going to start with my story at Liverpool. And I'm not up here to be an after-dinner speaker. I'm up here to be passionate about this football club and about academy, about kids and football in general, I hope. But when I first went to Liverpool, there was two foreigners. One was Dave Smallman, who was from Wales, and the other one was me, a Cockney. There was 15 Scousers. Steve McMahon, Peter Reid, Mick Lyons, Roger Kenyon, Steve Sargent, Terry Darricott, that was playing in the first team. I was a foreigner. Nowadays, you know where it's come from. There wasn't a foreigner around. I think the first foreigner coming to the game when I played was there was an odd one, but the best two was Tyson and Murren at Ipswich, for those that can remember them. They were the only ones that come on the scene. And in the youth setup, it was local lads. You were red or blue where I went. I got transferred to Everton at 17, 18 as a cocky little Cockney, gobby little Cockney, whatever. But I grew up in that era, and it was quite incredible. The other thing that brings me to the other point is that when I went there and I put me in a hotel, I knew I didn't think Billy Bingham was a manager that I was going to make it. He put me in this little hotel in the corner of a street, and it was one of those areas where you drove past and stopped your car. But I knew at that time that probably he didn't think I was going to make it. But the point about it is that on a Sunday morning when I got up and had nothing to do, because I was in, the parks were full of kids. We'd coach down playing football. And I'm still a great believer. If you play 20 a side and you've got to get out of the way of the big fella, you learn a skill. I think that's the skill I learned. I never got taught as a player. I had Gordon Lee, Eric Harrison. I can go on name after name of coaches. I can't remember them taking me on an individual session and coaching me. Now, the question we've got to ask everyone, where did the talent come from? Was it a God gift? Was it on the park where we learned our trade in the coach stand playing football 20 against 20? Why have they now reverted to foreigners, and are we blaming our coaches, or what is the main problem? Are we giving the kids too much? And when they come into school, you don't send them out no more because the world's changed and they play on their computer. Instead of when I come in, the only worry you had was whoever had the Casey football, that their mum would call them in first. That was the only worry we had. So is that got anything to do with it? I don't know. I look for the answer. The one about Pedgy, about his great coaching and his great skills. Thank God for that. Because he was crap as a player, because I played with him. So it just shows you, that would be a good player to be a good coach, that's for sure. But I don't know. But we were passionate and we taught passionate. I meet old players now and they're passionate. And I find them when I go to Everton, and I've got to be quite horrible in this, I find they don't give a damn. I find they, you know, at that level, not this level, and particularly the Premiership, they're driving in their chauffeur-driven limousines and they don't know the people, they don't know the public. So do we get it back to grassroots? I think it's a stepping stone. Do we get you here to know what we're doing to start from face to face? I've just been on the way here, that's why I was late, but I apologise. This will get someone. SB Frankfurt at Brixton. 3-1 up, went to see a kid, you're safe. Called Stoic up front, believe me, we ain't signing him. But I've just been there, there was mum and dads on the line, you know, and the kids were enjoying the football. I think kids have just got to be allowed to play football and express themselves and learn. Because when they get to this level and get chairman, and I don't mean that rudely, but Paul's position, and I've been there, it's about results. if we put that in them too early an age, they're going to get the panic and the nervousness that seniors get. They've just got to be given a ball and enjoy it from whatever level you start. And the important factor is the academy is a major factor. The only good thing last year, someone, Chairman mentioned Man City, Chelsea final. The only good thing is the two best players on the pitch were English. A boy called Me for Man City and a boy called Trippier, a right back who played for England last night. I went to the under-19s and he played for the under-19s. So thankfully, they were the two best players on the pitch. But there was 12, I think it was 13, 8 foreigners in the Youth Cup final. Can't be right. How do we stop it? That's what I'm saying about how do we get the kids back to what we believe? How do we get the kids? I've not got the answers. If I had the answers, I'd probably be the chairman. And he'd be standing up and saying, I'm chief scout. I'm just going away. You know, I ain't got the answers. You know, but we've got to look for the answers. Someone's got to find them. Trevor Brooking's getting paid £4 million a year to find them. Let him find them. The other fella's getting £6 million a year to beat Andorra. I could beat them 2-0 now. And I got the sack for Swindon, doing a better job than him, for £6 a week. Believe me. And that's £2 more than the chairman's claim a year. But you've got, you know, we have got to look somewhere. And I do believe the point I'm standing here and agree to stand here for, because it's not my forte. I scout and look for the first, don't all throw things now. I have to look for the first team players. Okay, I'll take the stick with Luggy when he gets in here. But, what? Oh, yeah. On the holidays, I was flying over the top of it. I went to Arsenal this week and watched Arsenal play Fulham on Wednesday. I got invited down by Pat Rice to watch the Arsenal versus Fulham behind closed doors. Now, you're talking about academy and striving for something, and everyone has to strive for something in life. Even as a chief scout, I strive to find the best player. Not achieved it yet, but I strive to find the best player. You've got to have targets in life. And I think the right thing the club are doing is setting a target, and the biggest target as they can. Because that academy at Arsenal would make you want to be a footballer. Oh, I can't tell you unless you go and look at it. And from that comes all the bonuses. The scouts, the universal thing. He had a foreigner the other day, and a 16-year-old called Cochrane. He was unbelievable. Just a 16-year-old come on the pitch again the other day. They've got a boy called Wiltshire. And I said to Pat Rice, silly, standing next to Pat Rice, and Wenger came over, so I was a bit nervous. I said, will Wiltshire make it? And he just looked at me and said, you're an idiot. 16 years of age, he's played in the first team already. But what I meant to say to him, will he be an Arsenal player? He said, he's the best I've seen. Better than Liam Brady. So that was some statement from Pat Rice. But the whole setup and everything that comes from an academy is on a bigger scale that gets you to achieve something. And the training ground facilities are better, everything about it. And it is the only way to go. And if the club can set their standards to reach there, I think everything else will grow with it. I do, honestly. And I think sitting here today, because I've done a few things and getting a support like this to start with, I've got to say well done to you. Because there's an England game on, and I thought I'd come round the corner, have a cigarette on, this would be an easy 2 minutes, and go home and have a pint quick. Because I get nervous standing here, but I congratulate you. I got a little bit nervous walking in here. As I say, I don't stand in front of audiences, thankfully. But I do believe in it. And I say to you, and I don't say this, it is, the chairman said the club are going forward. And what you have to do, and for me, and I say this in finishing, is when there becomes a little bit of a turning point and a sour point, because Paul Stark hasn't had a sour point in his career as a manager. That you've got to remember, he's only had success. Only ever been successful. I've had administrations and I've had eight on the trot. The chairman said, you lose next week, you're out. Yeah, you know what happened. That won 4-0, that'll teach you. See? Noel? Don't know everything, do you? Showed that chairman as well, he's still sick. But I think if they're going in the right way and the support here in this club and where it is, there is a great place to get an academy because you've got a great catchment area, massive catchment area, and it is a fantastic club. And I say it before he turns up because you've got a very, very good manager. At the moment, it's just a little bit of a result situation that ain't right, and we all want to be top of the league and we don't want to be looking down the bottom. But when you're a good manager, you turn things around. But the one thing is important before he does is that it's a support thing from the top to the bottom. And wherever you put yourself in that position, because you could say you're on top, because you come every week and you pay your money, but whatever position you put yourself in that, then we all need to stay together. Because it will turn around. That I believe in. And I'm finished. I've talked enough.